Five more WBL.
Yeah, I don't think I've taken one in first class cricket ever. Probably not even great cricket, to be fair. Yeah, it's nice to be able to grab a bag of wickets, but also I think the more important thing was not go for many runs in that situation. Obviously, didn't have much to defend, but taking wickets helps with that. So, yeah, happy to put out a performance like that.
Feels like a lot of things are clicking for your bowling this season. Anything particular that's sort of coming together, whether maybe your variation balls have seen come out really nicely this season?
Yeah, I didn't really bowl many variations today. It was all sort of pace on, stand the seam up, and that's the biggest thing, being able to stand at the top of my mark with a bit of confidence in my body and being able to run in and bowl quick and let the ball do the talking, really. Sometimes I don't know what's going to happen, so neither does the batter, I guess. So yeah, in situations like that, it's just nice to stand at the top and have a bit of confidence.
Is it extra special on a ground like this where bowlers can go for 50, 60 and you go for what, 10 in four overs?
Yeah, I went for 50 the other night, so I definitely know how it feels to be in a situation like that where your margin for error is just so small in a situation like that. But yeah, it was nice to be able to, I guess, bring those lines and lengths back in. We saw the stars sort of show us the blueprint of how to do it, and we stood there as a bowling group and knew exactly what we had to do, so happy.
I shouldn't have used extra special, and I'll use it now. Is it extra special to do this on in First Nations round?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely love any time I get to put a jersey like this on, represent my culture. I've got family in the stands. It's just such a special experience to be able to represent and do it well.
And are you feeling better now than when you played for Australia?
Oh yeah, 100%. My body's in a much better situation. A few pre-seasons under the belt as well has put me in good stead to, yeah, like I said, stand on top of my mark. I want to bowl quick, and I think it makes those variations even better, which is probably a strength of mine.
Did it feel strange to be bowling to a former Australian captain today after all the news that came out yesterday?
Yeah, obviously Meg would have wanted to go out there and purely play cricket. I think that's why she's the exact professional that she is. I don't think there was anything in the back of the mind of those sort of conversations definitely didn't be had, but I think it was more just like congratulations to Meg and her career. Obviously someone I've watched really closely from a leadership space over the last few years, so an amazing career at that, and yeah, just glad she could come out and play the rest of WBBL.
Can you see that was a game that maybe last couple of years you guys might have struggled to defend that total, but with the confidence and momentum that you build, there's a real belief that okay, we might only have 120 on the board here, but we know we can defend that.
Yeah, definitely. I think our batters have done a pretty sensational job when we've bowled batted first and scored 200, and feel a bit more at ease as a bowler. But a situation like that probably is what you want at this time in the competition. You don't want to be playing your best cricket too late. You want to be sort of peaking at the right time and winning games like that. So we had a washout yesterday, so it's a big thing for us to be able to keep getting those wins on the ball.
You spoke about bowling with confidence. Did it take longer than you thought to get back to that point where you were bowling with confidence after those injuries?
Yeah, last year was a bit of a struggle to be able to stand there and want to bowl quick and trust sort of the body. The knee was in a questionable state for most of the series, and broke my thumb as well at the end of the year, which just throws doubts around. And I think as soon as you're at top of the mark as a bowler with a few doubts, you're in a bit of a tricky situation.
Your body's feeling better, you're bowling great. Is the passport ready? Is it updated? Is a tour of India next month? Is that the goal?
I obviously love to be back in Australian colours, whether that's soon or in a year or two. It doesn't really bother me at the moment. I'm proud that this club that I love so much is performing well, and we'll look towards this WBBL, and then we'll see how we go later on in the year. Yeah, the variations, just playing with pace has been a big thing. Probably bowling the same delivery, but changing the pace of how I use my hands or my wrist in different situations. So it's been nice to be able to, like I said, have those full pre-seasons because you get more time to bowl, which has been really nice instead of just being chucked out onto the field and hoping for the best.
Awesome.
Thanks,
thanks.